喺电话另外一边咧，就系Tristan Stewart 啦，咁就系一位外籍人士啦。咁佢咧就两年前咧喺港岛区咧就见到一啲不明飞行物体嘅。咁而家同佢倾一倾先。Tristan 你好啊，系啊。咁首先多谢你咧就参与 MJ 13嘅呢个访问啦。咁就我知道你咧就两年前嘅晚上咧就见过一个不明飞行物体，系咪咧
？It was night time. Yeah, it was early evening, but dark. And I noticed an unusual light in the sky. It wasn't moving. It was difficult to determine how high it was, but it was multiple coloured, and it had a three-dimensional shape. And what attracted me to it was the fact that it just didn't move, and I must have spent 15 minutes just looking at it. And there were various colour changes there. I had a friend with me who also saw it, and a couple of others that didn't want to see it. So, yeah.
咁你大约记唔记得当时嘅时嘅日期系几时咧
？Must have been about November 2010. Yeah.
咁时间咧，你记唔记得当时嘅时间系几多点
？I guess it was between 7 and 9 p.m.
晚上七点至到九点。
Between 7 and 9 p.m. Yes.
咁其实你当时一齐见到或者当时一齐嘅时候系有几多人，同埋你哋当时喺度做紧啲咩嘅
？Four or five hiking together. And two of the others had gone on ahead. It was just myself and another guy, and I showed the other guy. He also saw it, and he stood there and watched it with me for a few minutes.
你当时见到呢一个不明飞行物体嘅时候，个具体位置系喺边度啊
？Okay, I was coming down from Cape Dagalla, which is where out near Sheko, where all the TV stations are. We'd been doing a hike, a night hike, and we were coming down towards where the bus area is there.For the road that comes from, say, I think Stanley down to Sheko, and as we're walking down, it was up to the right, so it would be sort of, from my impression, it was hanging over the entrance to Victoria Harbour.
好啦，咁我问多少少先噶啦。根据你嘅记忆或者根据你印象啦，系咪肯定冇一啲建筑物，或者系肯定一啲嘅例如一啲电线杆啊咁样，系可以将一啲物件系挂喺上高嘅先？
No, it was not near any buildings, and it was not something that was hanging there. It wasn't a balloon or anything. It was too stationary.
有冇即系少少震动啊咁样嘅咧
？It was perfectly stationary.
OK， 咁当时有冇听到一啲唔寻常嘅声音，或者系好似一啲类似一啲低频咁样嘅声音？当时有冇听过
？No, nothing.
少少声都冇。
No.
好。嗱，我想问，我想你咧，形容多少少。或者具体啲去形容下当时嗰个光体嘅颜色系点样嘅咧
？They were bright colours. They were bright colours, mostly primary. There was blues, reds. From recollection, it was quite. It wasn't close to me. It was very difficult to say how high it was. But it was obviously a large object. But it was small from the distance I was looking at it.
咁不如你去估计啊，或者你。感觉上你觉得佢有几大只呢
I couldn't guess, Philip. But I would have to say it was between 1,000 and 1,500 feet up.
11,500只高
Yeah. Again, it was very difficult to determine. It was, you know, there was a lot of ambient light, as there always is in Hong Kong. But it was, as I say, it was definitely in the sky. It definitely didn't move, and it had multiple colours which changed, and it was clearly a three-dimensional object.
咁感觉呢你有冇一啲特别嘅感觉或者一啲唔尋常嘅感觉例如有冇出现过一啲好似头晕啊或者有冇出现过一啲好似係发緊梦咁样嘅感觉呢
No.
咁其实你喺见到呢件物件之前其实你相唔相信有UFO 啊或者外星人呢一方面咁样嘅故事嘅呢
I've always had an open mind, but I've never been out looking for them, put it that way.
而呢一次就系、第一次，亦都系最、唯一嘅一次，系你见到一啲咁样嘅光体，而你解释唔到嘅。
Correct。
咁但系你有冇见到佢飞走啊？或者见到佢慢慢移动啊？或者见到佢即系熄灯啊？咁样佢系点样消失嘅咧
？It was still there when we left, but it was so interesting to me that I called my friend Neil Gould, and he's quite active in this field, but unfortunately I couldn't get through to him, so I spoke to him the next day. But it gave me enough reason to question what it was that I called him.
啊，咁你有冇尝试过去影佢，或者用相机去影佢，或者系拍低一啲录像啊咁样啊
？I did actually. I did try taking a photograph, but I couldn't get anything on my camera.
系咪因为个现场环境太黑，所以影唔到咧
？It might have been because it was too dark. Didn't show up.
啊，我想问一下啦，你当时有冇怀疑过可能系一个直升机咧
？No, it wasn't a helicopter.
咁你觉得系乜嘢咧？你会唔会就系觉得佢系一只 UFO 或者一只飞碟咁咧？
Well, it's unidentified. It was flying and it was an object, so yes.
好，多谢晒你嘅分享，多谢晒你接受我哋嘅访问。
You're welcome. Thanks, Tom.
Bye bye.